Hello, I'm Dr. Jonathan Barker, pastor here at Amazing Grace Baptist Church in Mount Airy, North Carolina. I would like to personally thank you for taking out time today to tune in to our preaching podcast. We hope that this message will be a great encouragement to your heart today.
What we're doing, but take your Bibles tonight. Something's on my heart, been on my heart since Brother Barker, pastor, asked me to preach, and we couldn't get the time lined up. I'm glad it worked out for tonight. 3 weeks ago, I was in Pennsylvania. Turn the Bible, Matthew chapter number 4. I'll tell you a little bit. I was in Pennsylvania preaching church revival about 2 weeks ago. And during that meeting, God started working in my heart about what to preach here tonight. Usually He don't do that. Sometimes He does. You preachers know what I'm talking about. And I was excited about coming to my home church and preaching. Amen. And when God laid this message on my heart, I wasn't excited no more. Probably one of the hardest messages I've ever preached in my life. Are you with me tonight? Probably one of the most serious messages that I've ever preached in my life. Probably one of the most different types of preaching. I'm a textual preacher. I stay right in the text, right in a few verses. But tonight we're going to do a topical that I don't like doing, but the Lord laid it on my heart. Matthew chapter 4, let's all stand in reverence reading of God's Word. Matthew chapter number 4, we'll start reading about verse number 1. Watch what the Bible says. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when He had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, He was afterward a-hunger. And when the tempter came, mark it down, friend, when you're at your weakest, the tempter's coming, amen. To him he said, if thou be the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Then the devil take him up into a holy city and setteth him on a pinnacle of the temple. And saith unto him, now watch this, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down. For it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dashest thy foot against a stone. Let us pray. Father, in the name of sweet Jesus, tonight, Lord, please anoint this lips of clay. Lord, I pray tonight, God, that you'd help me to bring out what's went into my heart tonight. Lord, if somebody might get help tonight, Father, I give you all the honor, praise, and the glory. Thank you for my church. I thank you, Lord, for my pastor and his wife and his family. Lord, have thy will and way tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You may be seated. I want you to notice something here. We've heard many messages about the devil and how he came to Jesus. Amen. I preached here several times myself, but something stuck out at me here a while back. Listen, I've only preached this message 3 times. Tonight's the third time. Amen. The first time I preached this message, I ain't going to tell you. I'll tell you what happened in a little while. Amen. But it's been good and God's used it. But he laid it on my heart for tonight. Amen. Listen, he tempted Jesus in his hour of need. Verse number 2. He was afterward a hunger. Friend, mark her down. When you start getting hungry, when you start getting spiritually needing something, the devil's going to come and tempt you. Somebody help me right there now. Amen. Now, I'm an atmospheric preacher. If you don't get on board with me, we're going to be here then 4 hours. Amen. You'll say amen just to shut me up. Amen. But what I'm saying here tonight, I want you to notice something here. Verse number 6, the devil said, cast thyself down. The devil is tempting Jesus to kill himself. Amen. That's what he's doing. Amen. He's tempting him to commit suicide. I did not know a few weeks ago, Brother Andy, when I was, Lord, laying this on my heart, and I went back through it and restudied it out and looked, and I said, God, why don't you give me a sugar stick tonight? One we can all rise to our feet and shout about. And he said, no, that's not what I want. And God started working on my heart about the message on suicide. When I got home last week, I got the phone call, and somebody asked me, said, do you know what happened? It was in my aunt's family that lives up in Virginia. Have you heard about your cousin's daughter? I said, no, I ain't heard none. Said she tried to commit suicide. Honey, I'll tell you something, that grabbed my heart, and I knew I was right on target, amen. I knew that God, hey, listen, it laid it on my heart for tonight, amen. Are you with me tonight? I know it ain't going to be shouting, but it'll be help tonight, amen. I want you to notice something here. Webster says suicide means self-murder, the act of designingly destroying one's own life. Amen. Watch this now. Satan, listen, the devil, if you see here, the devil came and tempted him. The devil turned around. If you turn the devil around, follow this. This is my just little crazy way of thinking. You turn his name around and you got L-I-B-E-D. Lived. Amen. Are you with me tonight? I'm just telling you, the devil ain't nothing but a liar. Somebody help me right there. The devil ain't nothing but a liar and a thief, amen. But what I'm saying tonight, listen, he's evil, and you just put a D on front of his name, amen. You got the devil, amen. But listen to me. Listen, can I tell you how he deceives tonight? He deceives by his lying promises. I got a big introduction, and I got a big message, and I got a short amount of time to bring it tonight. Are you with me tonight? Listen, he does it by lying promises. In Genesis chapter 3, verse number 5, the Bible says, for God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be open, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. Let me tell you something tonight, friend. The devil lies to us and makes us think we're something when we ain't nothing. Ain't that right? Amen. Nod your little Baptist head up and down, amen. Oh, listen what I'm saying. Listen, how does he deceive? By his lying promises. He deceives by his twisting of the scriptures here in Matthew chapter number 4. He tells Jesus this, and Jesus said something. You know how Jesus Christ battled the devil? He said, it is written. Amen. It is written. I'll tell you something, how the church going to get built on and by the authority of God's word. Amen. Ain't that right? Amen. If you're going to build any ministry, you're going to have to do it upon the authority of God's word. It is written. Say it with me. It is written. Don't forget that tonight. Amen. But what I'm saying tonight, listen, he does it by ignorance of his devices. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse number 11 said, lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. Can I tell you tonight, he's got some devices. He's got things out there that lure people in. Amen. Am I right about it tonight? Amen. Oh, listen, I'll tell you something. Not only that, by appearing as an angel of light. 2 Corinthians 11:14, listen, this is unlike me right here. I promise you that. I don't like running a bunch of scriptures. I like staying in one place. You ask my wife. Topical preaching's not my thing, but here we go, amen. The Bible says, 2 Corinthians 11:14, and no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into the angel of light. The angel of light. Listen, the devil will paint you a pretty picture, young people. And instead of the young, how about us middle-aged people? He'll paint you a pretty picture, amen. Ain't that right, amen? Listen, not only that, listen, can I say tonight, he deceives. Can I say tonight, he devours. This ain't the message. Just hang on. This is the introduction. Amen. He devours. 1 Peter 5:8 says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Amen. I'm telling you, friend, the devil wants to eat you up. Amen. He can't stand me. He can't stand you. Our preacher, you better pray hard for them. Amen. Preacher, I woke up at 4 o'clock in the morning and prayed for you and your wife. God's laid you on my heart, and I've ask God, please, give him and his family the strength to go on and lead us. Amen, amen, ain't that right? The devil wants to do nothing more than his brother standing to devour you and your family. He wants to tear up homes. He wants to make a havoc of Amazing Grace Baptist Church. He wants to shipwreck me and what I'm doing. He wants to tear my family up. Somebody help me right there. Oh, he's a mean devil tonight. Not only does he devour, he's a destroyer. John 10:10 said, the thief cometh not, but for to steal, kill, and destroy. I know there's more to that verse, but hang on. We'll get there in a minute. Let me give you some facts about suicide tonight. This is interesting. Suicide is the second leading cause of death for the 15-year-old to 24-year-olds. Second leading cause of death. Are you hearing me tonight, church? This is very serious. This ain't going to be your top 10 favorite messages you ever heard, but I don't care. I'm trying to tell you, God has laid something on my heart because somebody needs it tonight. Amen. You say, preacher, I ain't never been thought about. Hang on, we'll see, amen. 1.2 million suicide attempts in the year 2020. And they've went up since then, since COVID. Are you hearing me tonight? There's 12.2 million that have seriously thought about killing themselves in the year 2020. Amen. Are you with me tonight? I just go ahead and put me out there. Listen, you're looking at somebody. Listen, I've been there. I know what it's like. I know I've been there. Listen, I'm trying to tell you something. It ain't something you brag about. But a lot of us have been there. We've thought about taking our own life because of pressures of this life. Don't sit there and act like you ain't never had no problem. I'm preaching to a group of people. Listen, we've all got messed up backgrounds. We all have storms in our lives. And we all have tragedies, amen. Not everybody thinks of it, but some of us have, amen. Watch this now. 3.2 million have planned it out in 2020. 30% increase in suicide from the year 2000 to the year 2018. Are you with me tonight? Oh, listen to me. Alcohol and drugs are the cause of 50% of all suicides. That was in 1997. Now you know what it is? Depression is the top risk factor. I'm just trying to tell you, honey, we live in a generation. Listen, we've got it made. We've got more cars than we can drive, more shoes than we can wear, more clothes than we know what to do with, amen. But we are a depressed society. Listen, our minds are driving us crazy. Our youngins are depressed and down and out. Honey, I'm just telling you, we're in bad shape in America, amen. Amen, ain't that right? I'm just telling you some things, and I'm trying to help you. We're going to go somewhere. And I'm probably going to stretch a little bit on some of it, but you'll get the idea tonight, amen. I'm not going to preach nothing out of context, amen. Causes of suicide. Alcohol and drugs are the cause of, I told you that in 1997. Now depression. Others is substance abuse. Family history of suicide, being abused or witnessing abuse, sexual abuse, rejection, or victims of bullying. Let me tell you something, friend, it's a real thing here in America. Our children, listen, back when we went to school, son, we had bullies, but we knew how to take care of them, amen. Ain't that right, Randy, amen? One time I got in a fight, never got in a fight in my life at North Surrey. They pulled me in the office, called my mama, said, Randy's in the office. Randy's not my boy, that's our cousin, that's my nephew. Oh, we got Randy in here, he's in here a lot. It wasn't me, it was him in there all the time, not me. The first time I'd ever been in the office, amen. But it was for taking care of a bully. Amen. Are you with me? I'm just telling you, this thing's real. Bullying is real. On social media, it's real. Preacher, it's real amongst us. You know what I'm talking about. Since I've been around more and the ministry's opened up more, listen, I've met a lot of preachers this year that I ain't never met before, and it makes me sick when they think they better than you. Huh? Y'all think y'all deal with it? You ought to be a preacher, amen. You don't do this right. You didn't act right. You didn't preach right. You didn't do that. We don't do that here. We don't wear that. We don't. Hey, amen. Am I right about it? I mean, you're afraid to wear certain kinds of shoes. Somebody going to hit you with it. Amen. Well, we don't wear them kinds of shoes at our church. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you with me tonight? Praise God. I think everybody will buy some. What have I got on, Mom? I just bought me a pair. Boy, I'm feeling good. Amen. I can't wear boots no more. Amen. Anyway, we're going in about the shoes. It's about this message. Amen. But what I'm saying tonight, listen to me. Listen, this breaks my heart tonight. Children as young as 5 years old have committed suicide. 5 years old, what in the world? Listen, I was in a juvenile facility in Maryland, and I was preaching to them old boys. I didn't have long preached to them, and they brought this young man in. I believe he was about 10 years old. I said, what in the world is a 10-year-old doing in juvenile facility? I said, preacher, ain't nothing. We got one 8 years old in here. And I said, well, what's the youngest age I've ever seen in a juvenile facility? They said, 5 years old. I said, what in the world has a five-year-old done? Did he steal somebody's tricycle? Amen. Are you with me? Amen. I'm funny a little bit. You understand? That blows my mind. But what it was, he'd been through a bad battle, a bad thing in his home. His home was destroyed. And DSS didn't know where to put him, Brother Brian. And they put him in a juvenile facility. Under God, that ain't right, amen. That ain't right, amen. But I'm just telling you, as young as 5 years old have committed suicide. It's documented tonight. I'm trying to help you, and I'm going somewhere. Just hang on, amen. Listen, worldwide, suicides claim more deaths than accidents, homicides, and wars combined. This thing's serious. God's moving right now. I know it. I see it. I sense it. People in the Bible who were suicidal. Hagar was suicidal. You remember when she left Abraham? She took her baby, cast him under a bush. She's ready to die, amen. She's wanting to die, and God had a fountain. Oh, God had a fountain in front of her. Said, look up, Hagar. I'm the only hope you got, amen. Oh, listen to what I'm saying tonight. Solomon was suicidal. You said, preacher, I don't get that. Read Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse 17. Huh? Listen, he said all was vanity, and he said he hated his life. Elijah, the man of God, a preacher, a prophet of God, was suicidal. Am I right, preacher? Amen. We call it the Elijah syndrome. We think, oh, there ain't nothing else I can do. Whoa, it's me. God, just let me die. Amen. Are you with me tonight? Listen, follow me. Follow me. Job was suicidal. Job chapter 3, verse number 11, verse number 20 and 22. I'm going fast because I've got a lot of ground to cover. Jonah was suicidal. Amen. Down in that ship asleep, and he said, just cast me off. He didn't care if he died or not. Amen. I mean, anybody says, just throw me off the boat, God will be lost their mind. Somebody help me right there. Amen. I like to fish, but I'm constantly thinking, I'm 54 now. I don't think I can swim and get back in the boat. Amen. I told my boy, I said, I want one of them vests. I want to invest in one of them where it hits the water and it blows up. Amen. Y'all know what I'm talking about. I want one of them. Amen. Listen, but what I'm saying tonight, listen. Listen, with the help of the Lord, I want to preach on this tonight. Suicide is serious. Let's look at this message tonight called Cast Thyself Down. Cast Thyself Down. Go to Judges chapter number 9. What's this now? We're going to move right quick like Judges chapter number 9. I'm telling you, God put this in my heart. I love to swing from the chandeliers. I love to shout, preacher. I love it. I love it when it's wide open, but tonight it's not wide open. Tonight it's serious. Tonight this is a serious thing. There's somebody in this building dealing with this tonight. God would not have laid this on my heart, Brother Ramsey, so strong if he didn't know. If God knew who was dealing with something tonight, amen. I didn't know, amen. But watch this tonight, Judges chapter number 9, verse number 53. Watch what the Bible says. And a certain woman cast a piece of millstone upon Abimelech's head, and all to break his skull. Then he called hastily unto the young man, his armor bearer, and said unto him, draw thy sword and slay me, that men say not of me, a woman slew me. And his young man thrust him through, and he died. You say, preacher, wait a minute. Now, will you stretch it? Just hang on. I'm giving you an example. I'm giving you an example of suicides in the Bible. When I read this here, I think about people that's been injured in a relationship. Amen. I'm talking about people that's been hurt by somebody. Do you realize tonight when people go through divorce, a lot of people that's been through that think of suicide. Are you with me tonight? I'm trying to help you tonight, amen. Oh, listen, I'm trying to help you tonight. I remember one friend of mine, his daddy, years ago. I ain't going to say it, but for risk of somebody might know who I'm talking about. Well, we went to school with an old boy, and we was playing football one night, and we was in the 10th grade, Brother Barker, and they come and got him and took him off the field. His daddy done committed suicide and done killed his girlfriend also. They both committed suicide. Do you know why? Because they couldn't get along. They was in a relationship problem. Somebody help me right there. I'm just telling you, this is why people do this. Amen. Oh, listen to me tonight. Listen to me tonight. Oh, listen. He wanted to kill. Listen, there was a young man. I preached this in a youth camp up in Pennsylvania about 3 years ago. And there was a young man, and I thought, man, why am I preaching this? It's like tonight. It was quiet. Them youngins was saying nothing. And thank the Lord for that. You ever been to youth camp? Amen. But they wasn't saying nothing that night, and I thought, boy, I flopped. I preached the wrong message. This young boy got up, testified, and said, preacher, I'm a church kid. I've been raised in church. He said, my mama run off on my daddy for another man. He said, I don't understand that. We've been raised in church. Mom and daddy took me to church. I don't understand why she done that. And he said, 2 weeks ago, preacher, I was that close to killing myself. Son, I'll tell you what, it broke out, and five or six of them youngins got saved that night. Amen. Are you with me tonight? Because one church kid stood up and said, hey, preacher, I'm going through that, and I need help tonight. I want God to help me not do that. Amen. Are you with me tonight? I'm just telling you, friend, this thing is serious. Amen. This thing is real tonight. Amen. Let's go to Judges chapter number 16. Oh, God's a breaking heart. What's this? You say, preacher, you're straight. Just hang on just a minute. Judges chapter 16, a lot of would argue this one. Verse number 30, the Bible said, and Samson said, let me die with the Philistines. Preacher Barker, I think it's one of the saddest verses in the Bible. That Samson, Brother Joe, would say, let me die with the Philistines. Wait a minute, Samson. You strong booger, you look, he looks like he's strong, amen. I'm picking on him. I ain't sitting up here no more. He looks, amen. You're supposed to be delivering Israel, amen. You're supposed to be a deliverer. Now you're going to die with the enemy? Are you with me tonight, amen? Some people say, well, that was a military thing. I understand that. I understand all that. But what I'm saying tonight, I'm giving you an example. He killed himself with the wrong crowd. Amen. He killed himself with the wrong crowd. Hanging with the wrong crowd will kill you. Can I tell you tonight, 20-some years ago, this month, we took off to South Carolina, moved our family down there. Miss Paula spent 20 years, 2022, 2002. We moved to Travelers Rest, South Carolina, took a church and pastored that church. And in the springtime, we had a revival. And some of them come down from Mount Airy. My pastor at that time, Brother Randy Edwards, came down, preached revival for us, and the song leader and his wife came down and walked up my step to my house, and he said, Jeff, did you hear about so-and-so? I said, no, I've been wondering about him. He said, you ain't heard? I said, I ain't heard nothing. He said, he killed himself. Under God. You know what happened, brother? There was 3 weeks before that, I was up here doing some work, some plumbing work, trying to help somebody else get their house plumbed up. And I was traveling back and forth on weekends trying to help button up all the stuff I had going here so I could be down in South Carolina. And God laid it on my heart to pull into that boy's house and witness to him. I done know he got in the wrong crowd. He done been riding with a motorcycle gang. Are you hearing me tonight? Oh, he done been in some rough stuff, amen. And I missed the opportunity to go tell him about Jesus. The blood will be on my hands, amen. Brother Brown, when he walked up and said that boy killed himself, my heart broke. What could it have been if I'd have tried to stop that? What could it have been if you tried to stop it from somebody? Don't take it lightly. Somebody needs you, amen. Somebody needs your witness tonight. Somebody needs your faithfulness tonight. Somebody needs to see you love Jesus tonight. And I missed it. How about this? Let's go to 1 Samuel chapter number 31. 1 Samuel chapter number 31. Watch this now. I promise you, you wasn't expecting all this, and I wasn't either. I really wanted to preach something else, but I can't get away from this. 1 Samuel chapter 31, verse number 3. Watch what the Bible said. And the battle went sore against Saul, and the archers hit him, and he was sore wounded of the archers. Then said Saul unto his armor bearer, draw thy sword and thrust me through therewith, lest these uncircumcised come thrust me through and abuse me. But his armor bearer would not, for he was sore afraid. Therefore Saul took a sword and fell upon it. Saul committed suicide. Are you with me tonight? Listen. Listen, this example here is after losing a battle. How many people, they lose a battle in their life? They lose a battle and they think they ain't no use. I might as well end my life. The devil's saying, cast thyself down. Go ahead and do it. Kill yourself. Nobody cares about you. So you ain't nothing. You ain't nobody. You a dog, man. You've done lost a battle. The kingdom's going to be took from you. There's another king been anointed. You might as well kill yourself. Are you with me tonight? I'm trying to help you, amen. Oh, listen, the devil, listen, he was defeated. He had fear, amen. He didn't want that bunch to get him. The devil knew he was an influence to his, there's another man there watching him. The devil knew he was an influence to that armor bearer. Listen to me, church. Study this out. You influenced 200 people in your lifetime. 200 people at least. At least. And with social media, ain't no telling how many more we influence or people look at you. By the way, all them friends ain't your friends either. Amen. Ain't that right? Amen. But what I'm saying, you influence somebody. I'm glad I got a pastor that influences me and helps me. I'm glad to know. I ain't like some people. I don't have to worry about my church. I don't have to worry about y'all. Amen. Thank God for our pastor. Amen. Thank God I got a church I know is praying for me. Amen. Oh, but listen to me tonight. Saul committed suicide after losing the battle, defeated. How about this? Look right down there in a few verses. 1 Samuel 31:5, right down there. Blow it. When his armor bearer saw that Saul was dead, he fell likewise upon his sword and died with him. Brother Joe, you know what this tells me tonight? He probably thought Saul couldn't make it. He's just sat there and watched the king die. He's just sat there, Brother Stan, watched a great influence in his life kill himself. I'm just telling you the truth tonight. Suicides sometimes come in twos, amen. I know a lot of people, somebody in their family tried or did commit suicide, and it ain't too many years later until they will try it. That's the truth, amen. Hang on, we're going somewhere. Watch this now. Serious stuff here. Hey, he killed himself. He probably thought, well, he couldn't make it. What's the use of me to try? Can I give you a little testimony here? Brother Andy, I don't think I've ever told this around here, but I told it when I preached this message. Randy and me are cousins. If you didn't know that, our daddies were brothers. My daddy died in a car wreck in 1974. As a teenager, Brother Brian, I'd go over there in Blackwater on Keys, I can't remember the name, brother. Key, used to be Keys Grocery. There's an old Primitive Baptist church right there, and my daddy's buried in that graveyard. Listen to me, youngins, listen to me. And as a teenager, I had some problems going on. I had some things tearing me up as a young person. Are you listening to me tonight? I had a lot of heartaches, and I'd go out there and lay on that grave and say, God, let me die. I wasn't saved, amen. I thought, man, I just want to die like that. I just want to get out of here, amen. Anybody that's ever dealt with death, you know what I'm talking about tonight. Listen, I promise you tonight, you won't admit none of this. This ain't nothing to jump up and shout about. This ain't nothing to testify about. But somebody needs some help tonight, amen. Oh, listen, what I'm saying tonight, suicide is real. Suicide sometimes comes in pairs. We're almost done. Watch this, 2 Samuel 17. 2 Samuel 17, verse number 20. 3, if you will. Amen. Watch this now. Watch this. 2 Samuel 17, verse 23, and the Bible said, when Ahithophel saw that his counsel was not followed, he saddled his ass and rose and got him home to his house, to his city, and put his household in order and hanged himself and died and was buried in the sepulcher of his father. Oh, Ahithophel, you know why he did it? Because of rejection. Mama, Daddy, listen. Listen to me. Rejection's real. Huh? You young ladies, listen to me. Everything you see on Hollywood ain't true. It ain't real. Huh? Them supermodels, they put Preparation H on their face to draw it and make it look good. They put Vaseline on their teeth to make them smile. It's hard to quit smiling when you got Vaseline on your teeth. We were somewhere the other day, and Miss Paula, I can't remember his name, but you're going to flip out. Don't fall out with me, preacher. Please don't vote me out because of this. But she said, Aaron Carter died. And I said, Aaron Carter. Back in the day, sung a song, half of you know what I'm talking about. Y'all know the song, amen. Something about candies. Y'all nod your head. Some of y'all smiling, got Vaseline on your teeth, amen. You know why he died? He done went crossing the line, transgender, didn't know what he was, who he was. That Hollywood crowd's messed up. That Disney world will mess you up. Follow all them Disney girls and boys that grow up. Ain't none of them doing no good now. Huh? Amen. Somebody help me, Mom and Daddy. Amen. And them video games y'all hooked on all the time, that ain't real stuff either. Amen. Praise God. There was a man of God preaching. Where was we at? Yesterday morning. He's talking about, hey, men ought to be men. We'll take our boys, buy them a BB gun. He said, don't buy them a Barbie doll. I know this is on live stream. Probably going to get in trouble. That's all right, amen. He said, if you get them a Barbie doll, give them a BB gun. Let them set that Barbie doll up until target practice Saturday, amen. Huh? Somebody help me right there, young men. Hey, bud! Get them a fishing pole. Get them a gun. Teach them how to bust wood. Teach them how to be a man. Amen. Amen. Teach them young ladies how to be a young lady. Amen. Ain't that right? Ain't that right? I'm just telling you, this world's messed up. Oh, Ahithophel, he was rejected. Peer pressure. Bitterness. Do you know who Ahithophel is? That's Bathsheba's grandfather. Huh? First time I heard that preach, blowed my mind. I've been preaching. This ain't been about 5 years ago that somebody preached this, and I didn't know it, Brother Bark. I did not know. I'm like, are you kidding me? I started searching. Yeah. Ahithophel, listen, that's the grandfather of Bathsheba that laid with David. Peer pressure. It can happen to anybody. Devil says you're a failure. Go to 1 Kings chapter number 16. We're almost done. 1 Kings chapter number 16. Watch this. I'm just giving you some information. The real preaching's coming in just a minute. I promise you, just hang on. 1 Kings chapter 16, verse number 18. And the Bible said there, and it came to pass when Zimri saw the city was taken, that he went into the palace of the king's house and burnt the king's house over him with fire, and he died. He said, preacher, who's that? Here's a king that had it all. Had it all and died with nothing. Do you know rich people commit suicide? Money don't buy happiness. Cars don't bring happiness. I got a Dodge truck. It's got two different colors on it. I got a black bed and a silver. And man, I don't care. It's a diesel. Man, I like it. Amen. And I never thought Jonah would like it. I got him a little truck to drive. You know, he'll sneak around. So Daddy, he always waits till I'm out of town. His dad can't drive that diesel. Well, why are you always asking when I'm out of town, amen? He knows. He knows I'm preaching. Probably ain't going to say no. I'm probably going to be a little sweet. And I'm like, nah, yeah. And I'll break on. Yeah, you know what I've started doing? I quit putting fuel in it so he can't drive it, amen? But back when I was in school, we had to drive stuff like that, amen? Have y'all been by North Surrey lately? Brian, they got nicer cars than me and you driving. Yeah. Amen? Am I right about it, amen? I'm just talking about rejection. When you get rejected, listen, it weighs heavy on you. I'm trying to help you tonight, amen. Trying to get to your heart. Listen, let the word of God. Listen, he died. He had everything on the outside, but he was empty inside. I want to hear tonight who might be empty inside. You can't worry about this one and that one and the other one. You can't worry about what that one's gotten. Man, I remember when I was a young preacher, I wanted to preach like Alan Barker. I did. He's my hero. Y'all tell him I said that, amen. I told him that, amen. I thought, man, if I could just wow like Alan Barker, man, I'd be all right. You know what I found out? God didn't want me to be Alan Barker. God didn't want me to be Randy Edwards. He didn't want me to be all these preachers I knew all around. Are you hearing me tonight? He wanted me to be who I am. Amen, amen, amen. Ain't that right? Ain't that right? Oh, yes, that's true. Listen, let's go to Matthew chapter 27. One more and we'll be done. Matthew chapter 27. You know this one. Matthew chapter 27. I didn't write all these down. I wanted to flip with you. Amen. I want to hear them pages flipping. I don't like this kind of preaching, but it's what God laid in my heart. Matthew 27, verse number 5. And the Bible said, and he cast down the pieces of silver in the temple and departed and went and hanged himself. Judas Iscariot. He hung himself because he betrayed Jesus. Now this one, I'm gonna apply it to spirituality. I wonder how many of us is committing spiritual suicide. because we sold the Lord out. Amen. Are you with me tonight? You can do that too. Say amen. You're killing yourself with the world's stuff. Amen. With Jerusalem, with Egypt's junk. Amen. With Jericho's junk. You remember Achan? Oh, Achan took that garment, that wedge of gold and silver under it. Amen. Hid it in his tent. What's he going to do? Is he going to wear that out? Say, y'all, look at this coat I got from the Jerichoites. Amen. Oh, we know where you been. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Amen. He's come out and paid with something with that gold. What it was a, it was a, it was a tongue. It was an idol. He said, here you go, I'm going to pay for that. Oh, we know what you've been doing. Amen. Are you with me tonight? That silver. Oh, we know where you got that. Oh, he hid it in his tent. I wonder tonight how many of us has really got something hid down deep and nobody knows about it. Are you listening to me tonight? Listen. I didn't read the last of John 10:10. His first part said, the thief cometh not but to kill, but to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I am come that they might have life, and they might have it more abundant.